Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What a terrible loss yesterday by the Eagles. And the implications are massive with regard to the playoffs. They're not really necessarily massive with regard to the rebuild, with the exception of if Jalen Hurts is not the guy. Then that's a big implication. But I never thought that Jalen Hurts had convinced me yet that he was the guy. I just was thinking he was most likely going to be the quarterback next year. That part's a big on the rebuild implication, I guess, if you thought Hurts was the guy. But within the season, the implication is they might not make the playoffs because of this stupid loss. And it involved a couple of stupid things, like not running the ball early. It involved certainly a poor game by the quarterback and just a terrible job by Reagor, who should not, at the very least, should not be a starter. And you can make the case he shouldn't even be on the team. And they keep playing him and playing him and playing him. And Seth Joyner, much like all of us, fed up with it. I want to hear Seth post-game yesterday, NBC Sports Philadelphia. This was great. I actually don't necessarily agree with his point that Reagor is influenced by the Devontae Smith pick. I don't buy that. I think Reagor stinks because I think he stinks. I know there's some people out there that think he stinks more because he's feeling the heat of Devontae Smith coming behind him. Maybe Seth's right on that point. I'm not sure. But to me, he fundamentally stinks because
coming
he stinks.
Behind him.
Coming behind him in the draft, a year after him. But, like, to me, Jerry Stackhouse, when the Sixers traded Jerry Stackhouse after Allen Iverson got here, it wasn't that Stackhouse was a disappointment because he didn't measure up well to Iverson. He was a disappointment because he was a disappointment. He just wasn't that good. That to me, is what Reagor – no, Reagor's not nearly as good as Jerry Stackhouse in the NBA. I don't want to make a comparison.
I don't know, man.
Like, Reagor just is bad. He's just bad.
Yesterday, like, the way he talked after the game, it brought me to a point where I am concerned that he has intentionally, like, disconnected, because last year was hard for him. Last year, yeah, taking a lot of heat, it was difficult. He showed, you know, with his social media, he got a little bit snappy with
it.
Yep,
sure did.
He didn't appreciate the feedback that he was getting. I wonder if that combined, that experience combined with the addition of a young receiver in Devontae Smith, who is clearly better than he is, I wonder if that has caused him. This is what I was thinking yesterday. Okay, well, he's just like, he's not bought in any longer. Like he is so intentionally disconnected because he doesn't want it to get to him.
It's very possible.
I can see it. I can read it into the way he plays.
Yep.
Where it doesn't look like he's all in. I can read it into the way he talked after the game, yep, where it was like, yeah, you know, I'll take responsibility. But it really didn't seem like he was. It doesn't seem like he's, like, understanding of just how bad it is, how bad he is.
Look, I agree with you there, John. I mean, I look, I don't know if it's related to all that stuff or not, but four words, hit the road, Jack. This guy's got to go. This guy's got to go. Let's listen to Seth Joyner after the game yesterday talking about Reagor on NBC Sports Philly.
It's time for the Eagles to admit that, you know what, we made a mistake with Jalen Reagor. It's just, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can't get around it. They've tried everything that they could with this kid, okay? Everything.
Including giving him the ball in a game-winning situation.
Listen, it's clear to me that the pressure as the 22nd overall pick last year, and then watching Devontae Smith come in here as the 10th pick this year, has put immeasurable pressure on him, and he cannot handle the pressure. You don't see the explosiveness, you know, on punt returns. You don't see the aggression, you know, when he's playing the wide receiver position when the ball is in the air. Those two drops are unconscionable. The one dime that Ray was talking about that Jalen threw to him, if you looked at the replay, his eyes were closed.
Okay? It's called hand-eye coordination for a reason. You're not going to catch the damn ball if you're not looking at the ball. He went up and closed his eyes. Oh, God, please let me catch it. Are you serious? You're a professional wide receiver. Open your damn eyes and catch the damn ball. Same thing on the last play of the game. The ball hits your hands. It's almost like he's trying to catch a beach ball. His hands are out here. The freaking ball is this big. Move your hands in and catch the football. Move it in.
Brutal. I mean, listen, Seth's on fire there. It's great. It's great. I was watching that live. I'm like, oh, man, we're playing this tomorrow. I texted James. I actually think I texted James in the middle of that answer before we even got to the end. I'm like, no, yep, that audio right there. We'll play that tomorrow.
It does seem like the hands thing, like the hand position thing, when I watch him try to catch a ball, and it is try to catch a ball, yeah. It doesn't compute. I don't understand why he has his hands that way. And yesterday I tried to reason it out. It's because he doesn't believe in his hands. It's because he knows he has to trap the ball to catch it most effectively. And when he's in certain body positions, you can't effectively and consistently make those catches. And he's out there struggling. And I am sort of sympathetic. Like, the guy knows he's not that good, and he's being thrust into action.
Right.
You know, he's out there, and they are going to him because they're covering our other guys better. They're making it a point to take away the good guys. So now – you're that guy that we have to depend upon, and I think he realizes that he's not good at being that guy.
Well, at a minimum, he should be benched, and you can make a great case he should be cut. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Brandon right now. Brandon, you're on WIP. Brandon, not ready to go. We go to Will in Northeast Philadelphia. Will, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, what's going on? It's sad Monday morning, afternoon, man.
Yeah.
Like,
it's rough.
Oh, man, listen, they did everything we said not to do. And the main thing is they popped the champagne. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe.
It was like no leadership. It was like, Sirianni, what was you thinking, man? Like, you stick with what been winning, and now you go right back to that RPO, and we didn't do anything. Like, you just went right back to the losing Sirianni. Like, I don't understand. Look, the whole thing is, I'm so upset right now, I can't even get my wording right. Because, like, how could you let us down like this, man? You know what I'm saying? Like you were saying, John and James, I mean, John and oh my God! I'm just
Frank,
so upset.
Frank DeCamera, right here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Joe.
Yeah.
But you know, just like y'all said, man, how you go away from the run? Y'all tested the Saints defense. Why didn't y'all do this with New York? I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Now I like.
And Will, I got to tell you, that's the part where I push back, and I'm not saying I know I'm right, but I'm saying I think I'm right.
No, hold on, Will.
That's where I push back when people like you say they popped the champagne. I don't know that they came in unfocused and had popped champagne and read press clippings about themselves. I think the head coach just straight up messed up in the beginning of the game, not running it for a quarter and a half.
No, I think Will's got a good point.
In what way?
They thought they were better than the Giants.
Well, but here's the part that works against it for me.
And they thought they could experiment a little bit with some stuff that hadn't necessarily worked for them previously.
So by that, you mean the coaching staff?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be clear because, again, I'll say what I said earlier today. If you want a piece of good news, and it almost makes me annoyed to have to say this because they still lost the game, I think most Eagles players played fantastic yesterday. I thought the defense did a great job. I thought the offensive line, other than Herbig's two penalties, did a great job. To me, this game came down to Sirianni screwed up out of the gate for a good while, abandoning the run. Hurts played terrible, and obviously Herbig had the two penalties, and obviously Boston Scott had the fumble, and Reagor, who shouldn't be a starter, dropped two passes. That's the game. That's where they lost it. But I didn't just name 25 players. I named five guys, and one of them, Boston Scott, was one of the best Eagles in the game. They lost this game because Hurts was bad. Sirianni was stupid for the first hour of the game, and the wide receiver that they lean on shouldn't be a starter, and they keep having him out there. That's why they lost.
I don't think it's press clippings. I thought the defense played great. Darius Slay did his thing again. He had a couple huge breakups on third down that resulted in the Giants having to kick a field goal. One time the Giants made it. One time the Giants lost it. I thought Slay did his job. D-line, I thought, did their job. I thought guys did their job. But a couple of key guys let the whole dam break. The whole dam broke because of a couple of key people. That's how I saw the game.
You don't – well, but do you disagree with the concept that it felt like the coaching staff thought they could push the envelope a little bit?
It's
they thought they could get away a little bit from the ultra-run-heavy approach.
Maybe.
Because they're watching this team all week, and they're seeing how bad they looked against Tampa Bay.
I know.
And they're saying, wow. I mean, yeah, play action them, you think? Yeah, sure, we're going to throw the ball. Everyone throws the ball on them. They're, whatever, 26th against the pass.
Yeah.
You know, what, 22nd against – yeah, we can be more balanced.
But my point
and
is
we
that's,
can see if
you.
Jalen can handle it.
But my point
and
is,
I'm saying, I don't want to see this experimentation. I want to see you go out and win and do what you have to do to win, and that means run it 2 out of 3 times.
I agree with you there. My point, though, is I don't know that that's written press clippings. I just think that's just having stupid coaching. That's the distinction I'm making. You know what I mean? You know, James, did they read their press clipping, or do you think they just had stupid coaching and bad performance by 2 or 3 main guys?
I think they might have taken the Giants lightly in general, but I think it's more – I'm more with you than with John.
I mean, the defense did its job, right?
Yeah, they played well.
And Daniel Jones, I mean, again, this guy, he's bad
stinks.
He does stink.
Yes.
And you know what? They lost to him.
Yeah.
They lost to him because a couple guys didn't do their job. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Watch and wager on all pro and college sports online at DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, will yesterday's loss cost the Eagles a playoff spot? When all is said and done, will we look back and say that game cost them a playoff spot? A, yes. B, no. John, where do you think the results came in today on Twitter?
Yes, 75%.
Yes, 87%.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw, but it was a huge jump down, leap down from playoff probability, which would have been decently above 50%, now back to about 0.25%. It's around 24% or something like that for the Eagles to make the playoffs. They still have a shot. Season certainly is not over. But let's not lose sight of the fact that yesterday's loss really, really hurts their chances. Let's go to Dave in Delaware right now. Hey, Dave.
Yes. It was a terrible loss. I just, you know, like you say, I think their chances of making the playoffs is bad. But this is the thing. When they played New Orleans, nobody thought they was going to beat them. They dominated Denver. So, I mean, I think they took the Giants lightly. I think they went in there, like they said, I think they read their press clippings. They thought, you know, everybody's like, the Eagles are 5-6. They're going to make the playoffs. I mean, you're hearing this all week on the radio. If you're a player, you're hearing this. You saw the Giants got beat 30-10 on Monday Night Football by the Buccaneers. You went in there. You were right.
Yeah, but Dave, my point is that's not why they lost. They lost because a receiver who no one was saying anything nice about dropped 2 passes. A quarterback who people were saying a lot of things nice about, but he just, in asking him to do too much, he again did a poor job when you ask him to do that. And a running back who we all love had a fumble, and the head coach was stupid for an hour. None of that has to do with press clippings.
But listen, those things, that's the NFL. I mean, that's what happens week to week. I really believe they took the Giants lightly. I believe they got caught up. I mean, you saying, yeah, Rager, but Rager, nobody was complaining about Rager a couple weeks ago. Now that he dropped
Sure, we were. I've been complaining about him
You've
all
been
year.
Complaining about,
of course.
Nobody was complaining when they went into Denver and blew them out and they ran all over. Nobody was complaining when they beat the Saints. But they lose one game, the guy drops 2 passes, and we're ready to crucify him. Listen, my thing is, they should have got the ball to Smith. Devontae was complaining. He was open. I don't know why they didn't throw the
Listen,
ball to him.
Listen, that's on Hurts. Dave, that's on Hurts. That's a bad job by Jalen Hurts.
A lot
right
of
there.
Bad decisions
yes.
by
and
Jalen
you know what?
Hurts.
Why are we not talking
Locked.
About the Philadelphia Union? They are going to their first conference, Easter, their conference championship. We should be celebrating them as well. The right. Philadelphia Union might be on the verge of winning a championship down at Super Bowl Park, and we might be able to have another party down in Philadelphia. You know what I mean?
The
Let's
Union
talk
is
about
dominant.
The Union.
They are dominant. Here's, I think they're the best team out there in professional soccer right now that they're playing against. I think they got a great shot, and I went to a game earlier this year. The entire game was spent in the opponent's side of the field.
Wow. Well, look, I'll say
they are so dominant.
Congrats to them. You know, I don't follow it closely, but I know that they have made a big leap this year. Congrats. That's great. I mean, I hope they win. We'll see. Let's go to – I love John's telling me they're the best in soccer right now, though.
They are.
You following those other soccer teams,
no.
John, to be able to make that
Locked
assessment?
In on that one?
No, but they looked so dominant, I can't imagine anyone
Just
coming
Just stick them close. Right in the EPL. They'll dominate
I
right
love
now.
How, I love yeah. how John goes to the best in the league. I don't even know who the other teams in the league are.
I couldn't name a player on any
but,
team in the league.
But I don't mean to say that to be negative. Congratulations to him. That's great.
Sure.
I was more
yeah.
just giving my buddy here, John, a hard time. But it's good stuff. I hope they win it all. Let's go to Mike right now. Michael, you're on WIP.
Hello, fellas. How are you? And actually, I take that back. I know how you are.
Yep, yeah. Correct.
I just came back from a week long vacation in Aruba. There was a ton of Eagles fans down there, and we were all going nuts. Mm-hmm. There was Go Birds wherever you went. Great time. Came home to dreck.
Yep.
Disgustingness. You know, I got to tell you, so for me, the vitriol has subsided. Don't need to go through the obvious. There's a part of me that's glad that this happened because they really need to be slapped back to reality and regain perspective. This goes for the coaches, the players, and the front office as to how many issues that remain with this team. You know, they got cute. They took the Giants lightly. It was a perfect opportunity. I don't think they were reading the press clippings. I don't think it was that. I just think that this was a perfect opportunity for Sirianni and Howie to get into his ear, to try some new things, try to get Rager engaged. And you know what? They got fully exposed to be exactly what they are, a team full of holes. Our best player on our team is Avonte Maddox. I'm not taking anything away from him. I love him. He is our best
Well,
player.
He's not their best player, but he's had a nice year.
Tell me who's better, Joe.
Devontae Smith is better. Jordan Mailata is better. Lane Johnson is better. Jason Kelce is
Darius
better.
Slay.
Javon Hargrave is better. Darius Slay is better.
Where's Javon Hargrave been the last month?
He hasn't done as much. There's no doubt.
Just a month.
But,
it's been like 6 weeks.
But, Mike, I mean, he's not their best player. Come on.
He's the only one making plays on defense. Well, him and Slay.
He's done a nice job. Jordan Howard's done a nice job. I mean, there's, you know, Goddard's done a nice job. I mean, I'm just saying, I like Avonte too, but I think your statement was a little grandiose.
Well, my point is we have a lot of problems on this team, and yesterday really exposed and highlighted it. And you know what? I've said I'll throw another take out there, and you guys, I would love for you to comment on it. I've said this multiple times on the show, and it's been shot down and ridiculed, and I'm going to say it again. Make Kenny Gainwell a wide receiver. The kid can run. The kid has hands. And again, don't even need to go to the obvious of what we saw yesterday. So
I got you
on that.
Mike, I got you, man. I appreciate the call. Look, I mean, John and I have been.
He might be better than Greg Ward if
he
given the same opportunities in the slot.
Yeah, he might
so,
be.
Yeah, let's run both of them in the slot or wherever Jalen Reagor would otherwise be.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be different types of routes. I don't think you're going to see Gainwell as far down the field. You don't normally have a guy that short running, 40 yards down the field. Not that Rager's huge. He's not. But there's just no doubt in my mind that Gainwell and Ward in some combination would give the Eagles a better chance to win than Rager. There's no question about it. And I can't take any more of Rager's punt returns also. That's again, I know I've pointed out the final one of the game when he just ran to the left. Excuse me, ran to the right and ran out of bounds. This guy is a bad NFL football player. And I will say my first thought yesterday when he dropped the ball, I swear to God, well – My first thought was they lost the game. But my next thought about 4 seconds later was, wow, it's going to be a tough week on Rager. And on a human personal level, I feel bad for him for that. I really do. It can't be easy. He's a young guy. He's in an area where it's not where he grew up. And everybody is ticked at him. So that's tough. And there's a human in me that says, I feel for him on that level. But then there's the Eagle fan in me that says, but you got to go. I mean, you got to go. That's the rules. John, I remember doing an event with Brian Dawkins about 5 or 6 years ago. And I wish I had the exact quote. I don't. We were on stage. We were talking in front of a lot of people. And I don't know what the quote was. But the sentiment that Dawk expressed was when he was a player, that he would tell, he knew when there were guys that had to go, and he would just tell the coach, this guy's got to get off the field. This guy right here, this guy has to get off the field. Mm-hmm. If you can't cut it, then I don't want you out here with me. You're hurting our chance to win. You got to go. Sometimes go means go to the bench. Sometimes go means you got to leave the team. Jalen Reagor, at the minimum, has to be removed from the field and maybe should be removed from the team. It's just what it is. It's not personal. It's just we're trying to win football games, and this guy's an impediment. So stop playing him. Courtney's with us. Courtney, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Not awesome.
Same as you, Courtney.
All right. First things first. Thank you for having the best show in Philly, without a doubt.
Thanks, Courtney. Second of all, sure, man.
Hey, Jalen Reagor, what it comes down to with him, John, you played with these guys. He simply doesn't like to get hit. He doesn't like contact. He would rather avoid contact than catch the football. He would rather avoid contact than make great gains on returns. You can see it.
Yeah,
I agree with you, Courtney. It influences his mindset in those moments. It is sort of like Ben Simmons, afraid to get fouled, and it affects his ability to do what needs to be done near the end of a play. It's not good.
He is ready to jump up and scream for pass interference before he ever makes the catch, and before he actually makes contact.
Yeah.
His eyes are shut because he's bracing for impact.
Yeah, and then Courtney, there's a whole nother matter. John brought it up earlier, and it's worth a revisit because your point is right. But the other point is he doesn't actually have the explosiveness that, like, certain pundits and team employees say he has. He just doesn't have that because if he did, he wouldn't be in traffic as often as he is where contact is there. I mean, he never gets separation. No.
Remember when he was coming out and his 40 time of whatever it was, 4.5,
yeah.
Everyone was questioning it, and the Eagles decided to put out, but look at this next-gen tracking info.
Yep.
He ran faster than any player in college football on this play. He was going however many miles per hour. Well, okay, but I've never, ever seen that in an Eagles uniform.
Nope.
He has never looked unique or, you know, he's never defeated angles. He's never looked explosive and exciting.
He is Josh Huff. It's like Josh.
That's not fair to Josh Huff. Josh Huff did look explosive every once in a while.
All right, Courtney. Appreciate
it. Hit in practice. You're not getting hit in the preseason.
Yeah, you're right.
You're not. Yeah. That's it. He's afraid to be hit.
That's part of it. He's afraid to be hit. He's also afraid to be thrown to because he's afraid to show that he's not good at catching the ball.
Yeah, there's that factor also. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, coming up, time's yours, 1:45. Phone calls and some other points within the game we haven't even gotten to yet. We'll address all of that next. Man, what a bummer of a Monday, but it's incredible, man. Things were looking, God, Thanksgiving night, oh, we felt so good. Things were really opening up and so quickly. They didn't close, but, man, the door is moving toward closing, and that's not good. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
One of the things I love most about my Park Sportsbook app is that it's not just about picking which team wins when you place your bets. They offer lots of action and so many different ways to bet on individual player performances. It just makes watching the games that much more exciting. In football, bet on passing, rushing yards, bet on who scores touchdowns. In hoops, you can bet points, rebounds, and assists. In hockey, you can bet goal scorers and player points. Plus, with live in-game betting and the ultra-popular same-game parlays, the Park Sportsbook app is custom-made for you. And that's why it's the only sportsbook app I recommend. Sign up now, make your first bet risk-free on your favorite player or a player you're watching, or just bet on any game. Download the app and get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Go to parkscasino.com/PA and use my promo code JRWIP. Then check out the pro football game tonight. Our rival Washington hosts Seattle, and Washington's playing the better football right now. Inexplicably to me, they're actually getting a point tonight. I'll take Washington. The over-under's a too low 47 points also. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the terms and conditions. Do it now. Bet with the best. The only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in Pennsylvania, the Park Sportsbook app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.